Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Time being 4:00, welcome everyone. I'll declare the meeting open and welcome our visitors to this afternoon's ordinary council meeting of the 28th of July 2026. We have all our councillors in attendance today. No apologies. Is there any leave of absence required? Councillor Oda Rizzio.
11th of August until the 20th. Yeah, I don't think there's any.
You'll be here for the budget adoption on the 7th?
Yes.
I don't think that's only going to be a briefing, not even
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a Friday.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think councillors, if there's no designated council meetings or.
Doesn't matter.
I think that's okay, yeah.
Okay.
I know sometimes we do, but I mean, if it was a meeting, I'd probably would wish for one, but if it's not, well, that's fine.
Cool.
Any other leave of absence?
Just myself. Yep. I won't be able to be at the budget meeting.
At the 7th, yep.
Yeah.
So the date of that's the 7th, you're away that just that day?
I'm away from the 31st of this month and back on the 10th.
Councillor Rolls has requested a leave of absence from the 31st of July to the 10th of August. Someone wish to move that recommendation? Thanks, Councillor Vitale. The seconder? Councillor Oda Rizzio. All those in favour of the recommendation?
Yep.
Councillor Rolls has a leave of absence is approved. No one else? No? Okay. Response to public questions taken on notice, nil. Today's agenda. Public question time. We have a representative from the Rooyna Ag Society, Mr. Mark Winter. Mark, would you like your question read or would you like to do it?
No,
happy to do it. Thank you, Mark. Will you come forward and read that, please?
Okay, my question relates to item 2, the setback for the shed. I was hoping it wouldn't be 6 metres, so the further we push the shed north, the more retaining we have to do, or we make the shed smaller. But according to the brief I got, the email I got, we have a 6 metre setback, but we can have a 2.4 metre veranda within that 6 metres off the shed.
It's a building.
So I think, well, that makes it technically a 3.6 metre setback. Does that make sense? Yeah? So I'm asking, can we make it a 3.6 metre setback instead of a 6?
So
you don't have to decide now.
No, there's a response for you, Mark. I'll ask Director Ferraro to issue that response, please.
Mark, did you want to ask all your questions and then we do the response in one? If you got
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Item 3A. The reason behind complementary colours. I'm not sure if it's a complementary colour, like two colours. Was that a complementary colour to the surrounds? So we need to verify that. It's very hard to put a complementary colour on a side of a shed, you know, unless you do like a licorice dot or something. Okay, in our design, there are no windows in our design. So I think there's noted here that we need so much glazing, but there's no windows because it's a storage facility. That makes no sense. Okay, yes. Item 3C, this goes back to the veranda. I mean, I'm not sure why there's been a request for a veranda, but it's not in the original design. And actually, really, on that aspect of the shed, it serves no purpose. So a decision has to be made on that. Okay. Item 6. Car park extension. In the email, it said something about an extension to the car park. Well, in fact, we're not extending it. We're shortening the car park. And it's only the two side bits of the car park that will merge with the apron of the shed. So it's not really extending it. It's shortening it. That's that one. I think that's it. Is that it? Yep.
So, Mark, if it's okay, I'll respond in summary to those questions, if that's okay.
That's fine, mate. Yeah.
So the purpose of conditions 2 and 3, so we're talking about the design elements here.
Yes.
Are to ensure the development achieves an appropriate standard of visual amenity and makes a positive contribution to the streetscape. The proposed shed is a substantial structure and the front elevation will be highly visible from the residential properties on the opposite side of Parnell Street.
Yes, I know.
Without the articulation, the frontage will present as a large expanse of sheet metal close to the street. The required setback and design elements, including the complementary colours, veranda and windows, are intended to break up the mass of the building, provide visual interest and create a more welcoming appearance.
Yes.
These are common urban design principles that improve the presentation of large shed-style buildings. While it's acknowledged that the addition of the community shed signage, which you mentioned in your question, would be viewed as a positive addition, it would not replace the need for the design elements required by the conditions, as these address the overall appearance and articulation of the building rather than the signage alone. In regards to the car park, the plans submitted with the car park do not provide the detail we need regarding the proposed modifications to the car park. As the development proposes changes to the parking layout, we must ensure that any alterations continue to provide safe and functional parking that meets the design standards.
Mm-hmm.
We acknowledge that the intention is not to redesign the entire car park and note that the main parking area is proposed to remain, with only the side areas being incorporated into the shed apron. In light of this, the wording of that condition can be amended to provide greater flexibility by requiring that any modifications to the existing car park shall be designed and constructed to the satisfaction of the Shire.
Right. That's it. Yes. So do I have to stick to this? These points? There's no change. There's no chance of changing it.
No, right. Well, the design elements have been incorporated, so the facade of the shed creates the visual streetscape presentation that we're hoping for.
Yeah, what about if you had sort of artwork and that type of thing on that face?
Yeah, we did.
Without the veranda, you know?
Yeah, that's what the design elements that we're encouraging are, in addition to any artwork or signage that goes onto the shed.
Yeah, and do you have to have windows?
As a condition, yes, that's what we're asking for.
Okay. Yeah, I just can't get my head around it, that's all. You know, a storage shed with windows. Just from a security point of view.
Yeah.
Just, to me, it doesn't make sense. But that's the request. We'll have to design it in.
Yeah.
All extra cost. But I want to thank the Shire, though, for coming on board with this. So hopefully this will move along shortly.
Can I just ask a question through the director? Is there a stipulation on the size of the windows?
I'll hand over to...
I think it's 6 square metres, isn't it?
...for that one.
Yeah, we've asked for 6 square metres of glazing to be incorporated into the front. That will break up some of the flat face of the facade. Understanding it's a security... it's a shed, but commonly sheds do sometimes have windows, so it's more to... add a little bit more visual interest to that front facade, together with the veranda and the two materials. So we're not just left with one expanse of sheet metal facing the street, because it's quite close to the street.
Yeah. I assume the two materials you're talking about are on the walls, right?
Yeah, just on the front wall, not down the sides.
Yeah, no.
Just to the front, so yeah.
So you want two different colours?
Two colours that aren't too shiny or obnoxious. Right. So it's up to you what you propose to us, and we'll have a look at it.
Yeah, okay.
So, and the two different materials. So it could be like hardy plank. Sometimes
you
attach the hardy plank on, or attach that fibrous stuff to give us a couple of different materials.
Yeah, there's some really good products out there.
Yeah, so that's what we're asking for. So we're not asking for the whole facade. It's 60%, I think we asked for, or 2/3 of the front.
Yeah.
So maybe not the apex or the gable, but... Yep. The lower part of the wall definitely needs some articulation with some alternative materials.
Okay.
Yeah, what we're trying to achieve, Mark, is a mixed-use streetscape. So making
yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Appealing for the people that live on the street. Yeah.
You just don't want a big shed face. I get that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. But I have to ask the question, right?
Yeah.
Because from a design point of view or building point of view, it's so much easier just to plonk a shed there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can understand that. Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate your time.
I don't have to stay, do I?
You do not need to.
Okay.
No. But you're most welcome to, if you wish to.
No.
You got things to do. That's fine. Thank you, Mark. You can. Next point, point five is petitions, approved deputations and submissions. We do have an approved deputation. I'm delighted to ask Emma Rose Hull and Richard Hull if you'd like to come forward. Who is there a designated speaker? Richard. What about together? That'd be nice.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to come today. So Charles Lock Contracting, as most of you know, have been around the area forever. Last year was our 60 years, so we did a book up. It's taken a year to do the book, so we're going to present the books today to you guys. Put them somewhere on the shelf or have a read, and it's good for people that don't know the business to read through and see the history of where we come from and where we're going. So. Good.
So we've got one for the council chambers, and we've got one for your local library to pop in there as well. Yeah.
And so lovely and very generous. And can I just say from council, Charles Hull Contract and the whole family's had a huge relationship with the Shire for many years, not just in road construction, but like vitally important for a lot of employment in the district and the apprentices that you've produced and everything. And congratulations on the book. I think I have had a quick look through it. It's amazing. Some lovely photos and a lot of history in there of the district. And it's all taking a hat off to the family, Richard and especially Dad, and everything that he's done and the humble beginnings that he started and to what it is now. It's a huge business and it's had a huge impact on the district. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, councillors, for that brief interlude, but that was a nice suggestion from the whole family to do that. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting, the ordinary council meeting, 23rd of June 2026. Someone like to move those as a true and correct record. Proceedings. Thanks, Councillor Rolls. Of seconder, Councillor Mason. Questions or comments? All those in favour? Minutes are carried. Announcements today, I'd just like to pay my respects to the late Alan Alexander and his contribution to our community over 60 years of firefighting. Alan was a very humble man and a lovely chap, and used to come to our ratepayers meetings quite often. But just our condolences to his family, and as I say, in respect of his contribution to the community, many, many years of firefighting, and he will be missed. Sorry to see him go. Does anyone else have an announcement to make? No. Item 9 is disclosure of interest in today's proceedings. I'll start off with Councillor Brad Vitale. Councillor Vitale has declared a interest in item 11.2.1, the application for development approval for the Runa Football Club extension, Runa Ag Society. Councillor Vitale has declared an impartial interest as a sponsor of the Runa Football and Netball Club. 11.2.2, the application for development for the shed for the Runa Ag Society, impartial interest as a member of the Runa Ag Society. Myself, 11.1.2 is the supply of gravel. I have an impartial interest as I share a board with a whole family member and class him as an associate. 11.1.1 is the supply of limestone. I have an impartial interest in that as similar to description in the last one, on a board with a whole family member, an associate. 11.2.2 is the Runa Ag Society shed application, an impartial interest as a member of the Ag Society. Councillor Scott has declared an interest in an application of the shed for the Runa Ag Society as a member of the Runa Ag Society. Councillor Mason has declared an interest in the application for the shed for the Runa Ag Society as his close family member is on the committee of the Ag Society. The Runa Football Club, perhaps, gentlemen, MetLife members. Councillor Mason's declared interest as a life member of the football club, and his close family member is a member of the netball club. Any other interest in today's disclosure of interest in today's proceedings? I think we've captured them all. Thank you. Item 10.1 is the Peel Regional Leaders Forum, the 18th of June 2026, and the recommendations that Council receives and notes the unconfirmed minutes of the Peel Regional Leaders Forum held on the 18th of June. Someone like to move that Council notes those minutes? Councillor Derizio, second Councillor Bartle. Councillor Bartle. Any questions or comments on that? No. All those in favour? Carried that we note those minutes. 11.1.1 is the tender supply of gravel base course material. As stated before, I declare an impartial interest in this. As a family member of the Holes on I share a board and also he's an associate. The recommendation is that Council 1 agrees to the award tender 252707, supply and delivery of gravel base course material to Charles Hole Contracting in accordance with Appendix 11.1.1, the confidential tender evaluation scoring and price schedule, and 2, requests the Chief Executive Officer to accept the offer, A, subject to any minor negotiation, B, with the contract term commencing upon award and concluding on the 30th of June 2027, with two optional 12-month extensions to 30th of June 2028 and the 30th of June 2029, respectfully, subject to the principal's CEO's approval and any price adjustments in accordance with the conditions of the contract. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Mason's moved. The second, Councillor Vitale. Any questions, Councillor Mason?
No.
Councillor Vitale, no. Other councillors? Pretty straightforward. It's been happening for a long time. They continue to provide a good service to the council. All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendations carried. Excuse me. 11.1.2 is the tender for supply and delivery of crushed limestone. Making note of my disclosure of interest in this one, the officer's recommendation is that Council 1 agrees to the water tender 252608. Supply and delivery of crushed limestone to the preferred tenderer identified within Appendix 11.1.2, the confidential tender evaluation scoring and pricing schedule, and 2, request the Chief Executive Officer to accept the offer, A, subject to any minor negotiations, and B, with the contract term commencing upon award and concluding on the 30th of June 2027, with 2 optional 12-month extensions to the 30th of June 2028 and the 30th of June 2029, respectfully, subject to the principal's CEO approval and any price adjustments in accordance with clause 4.1.2 to the tender conditions. Someone like to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Rolls. The seconder. Councillor Odorizio. Any questions or comments, Councillor Rolls? No? Councillor Odorizio. No other comments? All those in favour? That's carried. Is the tender of the Buller Road Refuge Disposal Site Management, and the recommendation is that Council 1 agrees to award tender T252605, the Buller Road Refuge Disposal Site, to AM Piscineri in accordance with Appendix 11.1.3, the Confidential Tender Evaluation Scoring and Price Schedule, and 2, request the CEO to accept the offer, A, subject to any minor negotiations, and B, with the contract term to commence on the 1st of July 2026 and conclude on the 30th of June 2027, with 2 optional 12-month extensions available, subject to the principal's CEO's approval, satisfactory contract performance, and any price adjustments in accordance with the conditions of the contract. Someone like to move that? Councillor Odorizio has moved. The seconder? Councillor Mason. Thank you. No comments? Councillor Mason. Any other comments on that?
I do have a question.
Yes.
How long is the actual contract? Because I thought it was a little bit longer.
It is. It's basically 26 and with an option for another 2 after that.
Wonderful. Through the chair, it's actually an error in that report. It should be 3 years with 3 12-month extensions. Can we amend that in the resolution?
Can?
Through the chair, I believe that might have been my mistake. I do apologise for that. It was a longer contract, and this is the one that will take us to a point where we can decide about the future of the way we deal with the management of the waste facility. But I suspect that when I was reviewing the 4 contracts, there was a copy and a paste rather than and dealing with that. The 30th of June 2027, that should be the 30th of June 30, I believe. My apologies.
So can I get a clarification from the Executive Manager? Is that, or do you need to clarify?
So that's yeah. The correct date?
Yeah. Sorry, through the chair, yes, it's 3 years with 3 optional 12-month extensions, and that's to align with the end of life of that contractor, basically.
So 3 years after this?
So 3 years, yep. Initial period, and then 3 12-month extensions after that. So it would be a 6-year contract.
Okay.
My apologies. So the way to deal with councillors is for the mover and the seconder. My apologies, through the chair. The way to deal with this is if you wish to change what the motion is, the mover and the seconder would need to agree to that being a 3-year contract with 2 options. So 3 optional 12-month extensions. And if the mover and the seconder agreed to that, as it was intended, my apologies, then we move on and do the vote. So my apologies.
Sorry, through the chair. So there's an indication that Tony Piscineri is going to retire after the 12-month period.
So through the chair, that's not what we're under the impression of, that... that, in fact, the 6 years will see him to retirement.
Oh, really? Okay. Yep. I apologise. I've obviously misread that.
So, councillors, that would change that recommendation for the start commencing on the 1st of July 2026 and concluding on the 30th of June 2029 with 3 optional 12-month. That's how that motion would read. And if Councillor Odorizio is happy with that change or that recommendation?
Yes.
Councillor happy? And Councillor Mason's happy with that?
Yeah, and the options, is this a two-way option or...? Yep.
Yep.
Just
subject to all that. And if he wants to pull the pin, he can.
Defaulting on his contract.
So, councillors, just to be clear, the contract commences on the 1st of July 26, concludes on the 30th of June 2029, with three optional 12-month extensions. Councillor Adrizio's moved. Councillor Mason has seconded. Any other questions on that matter? All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendation's carried. 11.1.4 is the tender for the provision of traffic management. And the recommendation is that Council 1 agrees to award tender 252606 provisions of traffic management services to SJ Traffic as outlined within Appendix 11.1.4, the confidential tender evaluation scoring and price schedule. And 2, request the Chief Executive Officer to accept the offer, A, subject to any minor negotiations, and B, with the contract term to commence on the 1st of July 2026 and conclude on the 30th of June 2027, with 2 optional 12-month extensions available, subject to the principal's approval, satisfactory contract performance, and any price adjustments in accordance with the conditions of the contract. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Adrizio, seconded Councillor Batali. Agree with that? Questions on this item? All good. Okay, Councillor Batali. Any other questions on this recommendation? No? All right, it's all good. We've got our tenders out of the way. All those in favour of the recommendation? That's carried. Thank you. Well done. We got through that. Item 11.2.1 is the application for development approval for the Runa Football Club extension of the female change rooms, the Runa Agricultural Society. Councillor Mason has declared an impartial interest as a life member. And Councillor Vitale, yes, as a sponsor of the Runa Netball Club. And you never pulled the boots on, did you? You did. Okay. Sorry. Councillors, the recommendation is that Council approves the application for development approval for an extension to the existing Runa Football Club building for the purpose of providing dedicated female change room facilities at the Runa Agricultural Showgrounds, reserve number 8746, subject to the following conditions. 1, the development shall be carried out in accordance with the stamp approved plans listed below, except where modified by conditions of this approval. A, site plan, B, the elevation plan, and C, the floor plan. 2, any damage to the local government's infrastructure, including vehicular areas, resulting from construction work shall be repaired to the specification and satisfaction of the local government. 3, prior to the issuing of a building permit, a stormwater management plan shall be submitted to and approved by the local government, and the approved stormwater management plan shall be implemented prior to occupation of the extension. 4, colours and materials of the extension shall match those of the existing building to the satisfaction of the local government. There is advice to the applicant that 1, the site is located within the mapped Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Area. Separate approvals may be required under the relevant Aboriginal Heritage Act 1972 prior to commencement of any ground disturbing works. The applicant is responsible for ensuring all satisfactory obligations are met before construction commences. 2, prior to the commencement of construction, a building permit is required under the Building Act 2011. And 3, there is a development approval only and does not, this is a development approval only and does not obviate the responsibility of the applicant to obtain necessary approvals under other legislation. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Rowles moved. The seconder? Councillor Bartle. Councillor Rowles, anything to add? No. Councillor Bartle. Questions from other councillors? Comments? My only question, and maybe having the president of the footy club in attendance and on the record, is that will it come in on bad budget? Do you think you can do it for that?
Yes, of course we can.
Positive. I love that. Very good, thank you. Councillor Rolls has moved, Councillor Bartle has seconded. No other questions on this? No? All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendation is carried. Mm-hmm. 11.2.2, the application for development approval for the shed for the Runa Ag Society. Councillor Vitale has declared an interest in this as a member of the Ag Society. I have declared one too, an impartial interest as well as a member of the Ag Society. Councillor Scott has declared an impartial interest as a member of the Runa Ag Society. And Councillor Mason, as a close family member, is on the committee of the Ag Society. No other declarations of interest? No. The recommendation is... Goodness me. I'm just going to ditto from the last one. No, the council approves the application for development approval for the construction of a shed and associated works at the Runa Agricultural Showgrounds, reserve number 8746, subject to the following conditions. One, the development shall be carried out in accordance with the stamp approved plans noted below, except where modified by the conditions of this approval. The D, the location plan, E, site plan, F, elevation plan, and G, the floor plan. Two, the shed is to be set back a minimum of 6 metres from the Parnell Street Road reserve boundary, with exception to the patio, as required by condition three below. The front elevation of the shed facing Parnell Street is to be provided with a combination of at least two complementary external cladding materials that cover at least two-thirds of the entirety of the elevation, B, glazing with a minimum aggregate surface area of 6 square metres, and C, a front patio that extends across the entirety of the front edge with a depth of 2.4 metres and a minimum height of 2.4 metres. A plan of the elevation is to be approved by the local government prior to a building permit being lodged, and the approved plan is to be implemented as part of the construction works. Four, the external colours and finishes of the external surfaces of the sheet metal and roller doors of the shed shall be submitted and approved by the local government prior to a building permit being lodged. Five, the approved shed will be used for storage and ancillary community purposes only and shall not be used for industrial purposes without prior written approval from the local government. Six, prior to the commencement of development, engineering drawings for the proposed car park extension shall be submitted to and approved by the local government. The approved work shall be completed to the specification and satisfaction of the local government. Seven is any damage to local government infrastructure, including roads, curbing, footpaths and other public assets arising from construction activities, shall be repaired at the applicant's cost to the satisfaction and specification of the local government. And A, prior to the issue of a building permit, a stormwater management plan shall be submitted to and approved by the local government. The approved stormwater management plan shall be implemented prior to occupation or use of the shed. There is advice to the applicant that, one, the site of the shed is within an Aboriginal cultural heritage area. Separate approval may be required under the Aboriginal Act 1972. It is recommended to contact the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage to ascertain if approvals are required prior to commencing ground-disturbing works. Two, prior to commencement of construction, a building permit is required to be obtained for the shed and retaining walls in accordance with the Building Act of 2011. And this is a development approval only and does not obviate the responsibility of the applicant to obtain necessary approvals under other legislation. Someone like to move that recommendation, or would you like to hear it again? Councillor Rolls, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Bartle, thank you. Any questions, Councillor Rolls? Even after the deputation today, I think that it's appropriate that it does get broken up a little bit and just being a big shed. Yeah, I think so. Councillor Bartle? Yep. Any other comments? All right. Thank you, councillors. All those in favour? Recommendations carried. Item 11.2.3 is the council policy for the use of shire land for environmental offset planting. The recommendation is that Council 1 adopts the policy EP003 for the use of shire land for environmental offset planting as per Appendix 11.2.3, and 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to administer the policy in accordance with its provisions, and 3, notes that the schedule of fees and charges adopted by Council will continue to apply, with fees for the use of Shire managed land for environmental offset planning to be negotiated on a case-by-case basis in accordance with the policy. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Rolls. Have a seconder. Councillor Mason. Questions, Councillor Rolls? Comments? Councillor Mason? No. It's just quite timely.
Yes.
Thank you. No other questions on this? No? All those in favour of that recommendation? Thank you. Recommendations carried. 11.3.1 is a listing of payments for the month of June 2026. And I encourage councillors to move this recommendation because our payments are in this. So the recommendation receives the following, council receives the following payments made through the month of June 2026. Someone like to move that. Councillor Batali, seconded Councillor Rizzio. Happy with that? Any questions on the payments? Those in favour? It's carried. 11.3.2 is a statement of financial activity for the period ending of 30th of June 2026. The recommendation is that Council receives the statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of June 2026 as per Appendix 11.3.2. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Thanks, Councillor Mason. Thanks, Councillor Rizzio. No questions or comments on that? All those in favour? It's carried. 11.3.3 is the Purchase Orders Authority and FFP 004 Corporate Purchasing and Credit Card Policy Amendments. The recommendation reads that Council approves amendments to Council Policy FP 003 for the Purchase Orders Authority and FP 004 Corporate Purchasing and Credit Cards as per Appendices 11.3.3A and 11.3.3B respectively. Councillor Monott to move that recommendation. Councillor Rolls, seconded Councillor Batali. Questions or comments? No. All those in favour of that recommendation? That's carried. 11.3.4 is the amendments to register to the Register of Delegations. The recommendation is that Council 1 amends Delegations 2.13.6 contained within the Register of Delegations Council to Committees and Chief Executive Officer for the Fencing Local Law 2026, which includes express powers or duties of the local government for delegation to the Chief Executive Officer, and 2, endorses the revised and amended Register of Delegations as per Appendix 11.3.4. Someone ought to move that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Scott. Seconder, Councillor Mason. Questions on this one? Comments? Councillor Scott. No comments, questions? All those in favour? That's carried. 11.3.5 is the Corporate Business Plan, the Annual Summary Report from July 2025 to June 2026. And the recommendation is that Council receives the Corporate Business Plan, the Annual Summary Report from July 2025 to June 2026 as per Appendix 11.3.5. Someone like to move that. Thank you, Councillor Rolls. The seconder. Councillor Vitale. Any questions on the Corporate Business Plan? Bearing that we will be adopting a new one next month. No other questions on this? The body of work, thank you. Those in favour? It's carried. 11.5.1 is the WA, the Wolga, sorry, People and Culture Conference. And the recommendation is that Council notes the report on the attendance and presentation by the Director of Customer and Development Services, Workplaces Services Officer, and the Local Government Administration Trainee at the Wolga People and Culture Seminar in 2026. So I'd like to move that Council receives the notes of the report
from... Did you do that as a collective or did you just do it yourself? Oh, that's great. A whole lot. So everyone had a bit in writing that. That's good. So not to move that. Councillor Mason. Second to Councillor Rolls. Questions or comments on that? Carried a lot of, quite a lot of content in that day, wasn't there? That was 2 days or, sorry?
Yeah, through the chair, it was just one day.
One day, wow.
It was action-packed.
Yeah.
One day, but it was good.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. We did move that. All those in favour, happy with that? Yep. All good. Item 12 is business left over from a previous meeting, I think is nil. Elected members motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Is there any notice of motions for consideration in the following meeting? Have any notice of motions? No. Any new business of an urgent nature? Everything's good. All right, with that, I'll declare the meeting closed.